Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the Huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Let's talk about DeAndre Hopkins. I love D-Hop. He's a free agent. They let him go. The Cardinals let him go. This is potentially now one of the big offseason moves that somebody's going to land, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Browns. I don't know where he ends up going. Here's what I do think, though. Baldy, it's rare that a wide receiver goes to a team and changes the complexity of that team, right? We've seen it time and time again. You go pick up a big-time wide receiver, they don't really have that kind of impact that takes you to the Super Bowl. But with that said, if he goes somewhere where there's already a core group of guys and he can add to that, then you don't need D-Hop to have 1,500 yards and 12 touchdowns. Maybe the circumstances are different. But I am just skeptical about everybody going crazy. Oh, I want my team to add D-Hop. Most times, guys, wide receivers don't go to teams and propel them to the Super Bowl. It just doesn't happen.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I mean, Randy Moss went to New England. Probably the best, you know, acquisition they ever made. Caught 23 touchdown passes. They were undefeated until they weren't undefeated in the Super Bowl. Now, there's no Randy Moss. I'm not comparing DeAndre to Randy Moss. Very good player. Like, for example, I've just been to the Jets and Eagles this week. We'll get into it a little bit. But, like, if – let's just say – you know, because Howie Roseman always seems to find, you know, enough cap space to fit anybody in.
Yeah.
But if you look at the Eagles and you go, okay, A.J. Brown is a true number one. He's a beast. He is a hell of a player, and he's young. You know, you've got Devontae Smith, who could be a number one on a lot of teams. Very good player. You have a lot of role players around it, Quez Watkins, you know, different guys like that. They've got some good tight ends, you know, in Dallas Goedert. They're a run-first team. Jalen's a big part of that. They have a huge and deep stable of running backs. We'll see how healthy they all stay. But if you added DeAndre Hopkins to that mix, it changes everything. Like, is he the number one? Is A.J. Brown happy? Does, you know, Devontae get his touches? Like, there's only, you know, there's 70 plays in a game maybe. So DeAndre is used to getting 12, 15 touches in a game. Wherever he's been, Houston, Arizona, like, he's not getting that in Philadelphia. And if he does, who's going to be happy with it? And does it change the way that they win games? That's just one team. If he goes to the Jets, there's, you know, I'm watching Aaron Rodgers work with, you know, Garrett Wilson and the whole, like, it changes things. So it is a very complex puzzle where DeAndre goes. If he goes to the Giants, they just added a bunch of receivers to this mix. Including Darren Waller. Like, it changes the dynamics, Carl, and it's not quite as easy as fantasy football players and players want to think. Like, oh, we'll just plug him in the middle of the Yankees lineup, let him go hit home runs. It's not Aaron Judge. It's not free agent. It's not the designated hitter. And so that's why he hasn't been scooped up just yet, in addition to commanding a pretty good salary.
Yeah, and, you know, June 1st, obviously, we're here. June 1st, post-designation cuts, allowing some teams to gather some more money to have potentially to use. But you're not going to spend your whole, you know, amount on DeAndre Hopkins. You still need to have some in savings there, as we know, for teams that need to make moves and things that happen during the season. It's an interesting thing that's going to play out, guys, because to Baldy's point, if he does go to a team that is loaded with weapons like the Jets – again, I just don't think he has to do what he did when he was in Houston, when he was the premier number one wide receiver. The problem is, Baldy, you just said it. He wants to be paid like the premier wide receiver, the number one guy. Is he willing to take less to go to a team that is ready to win now? That's really going to be the question. So, you know, as these guys get older, you know, the money's great. But I don't know if that is the most important thing right now for DeAndre Hopkins.
Well, I mean, he's played on basically, I mean, look, they won some games in Houston. They went to the playoffs with him. But things, you know, didn't finish well. Whether it was Billy O'Brien trying to play coach and general manager, whatever happened, you know, he goes to Arizona. They did have a playoff appearance. You would think that at age 30, with the success he's had, the money that he's made, winning is a priority. And so there's no question he would love to go to Philadelphia as one of the teams. But like I just said, like it's a tough fit in Philadelphia right now, especially with the way that they want to win games and the way that they have won games, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, the running game. I think there's a chance that he could be reunited with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. Now, would that make Amari Cooper happy? I mean, you have to consider that. Amari is a true number one.
Yep.
He's a great route runner. Would he share the stage with DeAndre to, you know, to win games? Maybe. Maybe not. You know, there's Donovan Peoples-Jones. There's other guys. There's Nick Chubb in the run game. But there is a familiarity. There is a success that, you know, Deshaun and DeAndre had in Houston. To me, that might be the most viable place for DeAndre right now. And to your point, though, your original point, does the addition of DeAndre Hopkins help? Does Cleveland really win a lot more games because of it?
Yeah.
DeAndre would probably say yes. Deshaun would probably say yes. But we don't know. We don't see that all the time when receivers change hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.